This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4017 for Tuesday, the 26th of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled Advent of Code Day 610 Catch-up. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I talk through the second five challenges of this year's Advent of Code.
Hello hackers, Daniel Person here again with another 5 days of Advent of Code. So let's go through days 6 to 10. I have now completed them and have solutions for all five. But they have been progressively harder, so it's going to be an interesting continuation of the Advent of Code this year. So the first one was just a challenge where you had to figure out what the optimal time or the winning time for a boat was. If you held a button in for a couple of milliseconds and then you got the distance, and then you needed to figure out, depending on the length of the race, what the optimal times to hold the button to speed up the boat, so it increased in acceleration for the longer time you held the button in. But of course you can't hold it in forever because the race had a final length of time. So the first one was pretty easy. The next one was also easy because it just was working with very much larger number. The only difference of those two. So the second one was just using the BigInt class in Java, for instance, to handle that when you want to run really large numbers. Next up, we had the camel cards. This is a sorting exercise where you had a bunch of card decks where you could have poker rules, five of a kind, four of a kind, full house, and so on. The problematic part was when you actually came to part two and they said, okay, now you need to sort them again and get the values out. But in this case, when you sort them, we also have changed the knights to being jokers, and the jokers could be any card, which made it a lot harder, but I solved that as well. So it was pretty much just a figuring out how to sort a deck of cards using the sorting algorithms in Java and so on. It was fairly easy, but you had to keep your head straight on how these jokers actually worked in the deck. Next up, we had the Haunted Wasteland, then day 8. And in this case, we had a map where you should go from A to Z. And you had a lot of different stops. The first run, you just went through it and you needed to go a particular amount of commands. So you had a command that could be right, left, for instance, and then you needed to do all the steps and then see how many times you needed to do that and then count the number of steps. And the first round was pretty easy because then you just figured out how to go from A to Z with one loop. But the second one were a little bit harder because then you needed to figure out how a lot of them, everything that ended in A and then ended in Z, when they ended up at the same time at the ending date. So they were walking at the same time in the maze, which made it a little bit harder. Just threw a lot of more compute power on it and solved that one as well. Took a long while, but it was doable. Next up was Mirage Maintenance, and here we had a sand castle, and they pretty much had some sequences that you needed to figure out what the differences was between each sequence. So for instance, if you had 0, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, then all of them had 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 in between them as a difference, and then you figured out what the difference was between the threes, which is just 0, 0, 0. And the problematic part here was to add another 0 and figure out which was the next value in the sequence. And the last part was to figure out the previous value of the sequence. So you started at the first one and added a zero there instead. It was not hard to wrap my head around, but I had a lot of problem with the math around this. It was a math heavy day, and I'm not really that keen on these kind of things. I would love to see more challenges where you type, create the file system, or create a small game, or create a processor that could handle operations and so on. More of these state machines are more fun. But yeah, let's hope we have these coming up in further challenges here. And then we have day 8-10, the pipe maze. And this was not that hard by the first part. The first part was pretty much figuring out how long a loop in the maze was. And you knew which the starting point was, so I pretty much just followed the loop around until I ended up at the start point again, and then I had the full continuous loop and could figure out how long it was and where the middle point was, because you wanted to figure out where the furthest tile was in the loop. But the second part was really complicated. There you needed to figure out what amount of area was inside the loop, and everything that wrapped around and so on that you could reach in any way from the outside was not inside of this loop. And the loop was super complicated to draw out. I have actually printed it out and put it up on my wall because I thought it was so interesting to look at. But I solved this by using a class in Java called a general path. And then when you had created the full path, you could go through and figure out how many of the points were inside and or outside of the path. But I had a problem here. I had forgotten to actually add the starting position to the loop, which made the full sum one more than the actual possible answer. So when I figured that one out and removed the last one or added the start position, I got the right answer and could get the last star there. So now we have 20 stars, we have finished day 10, and I'm really looking forward to the next coming 15 puzzles or 15 days of puzzles. And perhaps I will record again when we are at 15. Hope to see you there. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.